KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Investigations are underway after one person was killed in what appears to have been a drive-by shooting in Chatsworth, south of Durban. The attack happened on Higginson Highway this morning. Although the details are unclear, reports are that the gunman opened fire on three people in a car near the Crossmore off-ramp before fleeing in their Bucky. Sivan Subramodi is with Amawena Emergency Services.
There was one guy who was shot multiple times, and another 18-year-old guy was shot in his leg. And the driver, sadly, he stumbled to his injuries with multiple gunshot wounds. He was declared deceased on the scene. The two staff members was transported rapidly. They were treated and stabilized on scene by Amawela medics and transported rapidly to a nearby hospital for the further care they required.
It's been a busy morning for emergency teams in northern KZN. Cash and transit robbers hit two vehicles on the N2 in the vicinity of Mtubatuba. Reports are that the cash vehicles were stopped by an unknown number of suspects this morning. Emergency first responders say one of the vehicles was bombed and shots were fired. The suspects have since fled.
KwaZulu Private Ambulance Services responded to the scene and rendered immediate medical attention to a patient that had thankfully only sustained minor injuries. Emergency services are currently on scene, along with South African Police Services.
That's spokesperson Craig Boata. Our police minister, Senzo Mkhunu, says his department has had to turn to the private sector to source more funding and resources. Mkhunu's given MPs feedback on efforts to reduce the backlog of close to 2 million outstanding case dockets. He yesterday submitted a written response to a parliamentary question from the DA, Stein Kolobanan. The minister has admitted more police resources are needed to crack these cases.
To make up for the gap that we have by hiring contract workers in the detective section, it could be retired, it could be newly lawyers that are not doing work. That is what we're doing, looking for extra money or resource from the private sector.
And Japan's residents are breathing a sigh of relief after rainfall quenched the worst fire in decades. The blaze had raged around the northern city of Ofunato for more than a week, killing one person and forcing thousands to evacuate their homes. The rain, which began falling yesterday following a record dry period, had helped firefighting efforts. A recap of our lead story. Investigations are underway after one person was killed in what appears to have been a drive-by shooting in Chatsworth, south of Durban. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.